Welcome to this next module, and fresh off the brainstorming of the Lacen skincare questions, the brainstorming of the tasks, actually, user testing tasks. We're going to now put this into the website trymyui.com. This is the service that we use, and they're, for the most part, really good. And this is like a company that recruits people to take user testing for us, and they have a pretty large demographic of people to choose from. So if you want like a Muslim woman or dog owners or whatever whatever it may be, you can find them, men, women, whatever. So I already have the site open here, and then we have folders. I don't even recall, like, when you log in, it kind of looks like this, and you can hit the plus button to make new folders. And you probably don't even need folders. I mean, if you want, you could put a folder for homepage or product page, I guess. And obviously, if you had multiple e-commerce websites, you can make multiple folders. For most of you guys, don't even worry about making a folder. You can just click this create new test button here, which I think just keeps it outside of a folder, and it's just, you'll see the tests here on the side. I'm gonna hit this one over here, create new test, to make sure it creates it inside the KC folder, lest it get confused with another person's stuff. So title, I'm just gonna call this Lacen Skincare. It's moderated. Oh, okay. I guess, wow. We join a live video call where we can verbally provide instructions and questions as they go. That might be interesting. So, this is a new thing. Unmoderated means they just do this on their own time. They could do it 3 a.m. in the morning, and this is how we've always done it. They pull up their phone. We always do a mobile test almost always, and they pull up their phone and they just take the user test, and it's recorded. And as they perform these tasks on the website, their screen is being recorded and they narrate their thoughts out loud. But apparently this one, they join a live video session and I verbally give them instruction and questions as they go. That might be very fun and very useful in terms of the information you get. Or it could be a huge waste of your time. No, I don't know. It's probably pretty good. Interface is always website, unless you are a mobile app guy, then you can do mobile app. Device, I almost always do iPhone. You can maybe, if you do five of them, maybe do one desktop test if you want. To be honest, I don't almost ever, hardly ever do those. URL, we're doing to them, all of them to the homepage. Always click check URL, and good, we're good there. This is an important thing. Always order one test to begin with, because you don't know, maybe the way you phrased a question is confusing. People don't understand a question, or maybe whatever. For whatever reason, you got bad feedback. You didn't like the way the questions were. There was a mistake. You forgot to include a question. Order one and then analyze that. See how that goes. And then you can always order more. I would do maybe order one, and then two more after that, and then another two more after that, and that would be five. And then five is generally enough. You could probably uncover 80% of your usability and FUDs, which are fears, uncertainties, and doubts. Basically all the problems. You uncover 80% of the problems with five people, and probably at about 10, you've uncovered like 95% of all your usability issues. So anywhere from 5 to 10, more is better at a certain point. Time, I just always keep this at 30 minutes. I don't want anybody yapping past 30 minutes here. And then screen orientation, just keep that as portrait. Landscape, you don't want anyone using their phone like this landscape, because nobody actually uses their phone that way. So we have the website. Yeah, this is good. Okay, continue. I'm going to pause the video until this next page loads. Oh, okay, it already loaded. All right, awesome. What type of testers do you like? So I can have like my own people, like if I recruited somebody from Craigslist or something like that. Oh, let me go back to basics. There was one. Or how do I go back? Okay. I do like to check this box that says, oh wait. It's not letting me go back. Okay. Maybe if I just do this, maybe now I can go back. Okay. It's not letting me go back. The site is not loading and it's extremely irritating. Okay, cool. Where was it? Okay, never mind. Maybe, no, it was on the next page. Okay, I didn't need to go back. Sorry about that. Okay, so we're back on this. We're back on the same page again. My own testers, yeah, maybe if you feel like the people on this website have taken too much user tests in the past and they now think that, like, oh, I'm a consultant and da 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 da. Yeah, they basically think that they're like too much in like giving their opinion mode, or for whatever reason you don't feel like you got good people on here. You can, I guess, recruit your own people. So they'll generate a code that we can send to our own people, a custom panel. Okay, we haven't set that up yet. I always just do try my UI testers. These are people that they recruit. So any gender note, we definitely want female. Age range, we only want older women that actually worry about skincare problems. So we're doing 35 to 55 and older. I can also do custom. I could write, you know, we want only women 37 to 39. But anyway, country region, I'm going to do all North America. That's US and Canada. I mean, she only sells in the US, but I don't think a Canadian's opinion would be like different than what an American woman would say. Any income? Let's do women that have a bit more money, because that's probably who would be closer to the demographic. Education level, any employment, any family. What are my options? Parental status, doesn't matter. You know, you could choose moms. Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Is add a verbal screener. You must be interested in skincare products. So here's where you can put a lot of things that the tester will have to verbally state how they meet this criteria at the beginning of their test. So it might be like, you must own a dog. You must be interested in yoga. You must have practiced meditation before. You must be into trucks and or off-roading, right? You can put anything in. You can put your niche. You must be a dancer, like whatever your product or niche you're in. You can specifically specify that. Technical screener, what's that? No, okay, yeah, if you must have, okay, you can say, hey, I want people, you know, using Microsoft Edge browser or something like that. If you want, you can make them sign an NDA, which I would never do. And then this is the estimated time to fulfill, 3 to 6 hours. So they'll probably recruit somebody within 3 to 6 hours. If I was to put like a very narrow age range, a very, you know, specific state or something, only the richest people, only college graduates, only people of this and that, you can see this go down, and like they may tell you, hey, we just don't have that many people that fit your demographic. But for the most part, I don't change too much of this stuff. And again, you know, I could even argue that I could like remove this out of there. But as we talked about, the people who are more likely to buy this product are people that are familiar with skincare products. They've probably been let down by other products in the past. They've probably tried other things and they're probably looking for a solution. And I've talked to other people in the skincare niche that kind of sell these premium new innovative skincare products. And that generally seems to perform better is the people who, like I just said, they've used things in the past, they've been let down by other products, and they're looking for like a final solution. It's probably not someone who's just never even thought about skincare routine or getting a skin cream ever, and this is the first time and blah, 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 blah. But you could, for certain cases, you don't even need this verbal screener at all. If your product's like so general, then You may not even need that. Okay. Continue. And just going back to like the my own testers, if you're in a niche like, you do, I don't know, like a ketogenic diet. I'm not sure how many people in Try My UI are actually really doing a ketogenic diet. You also may get people that are dishonest. So someone could be in the system looking for websites to do a user test on so they can get paid. And because again, Try My UI recruits people. They do, I don't know, they post ads on job boards or Craigslist or wherever they do saying, hey, we're looking for people who want to get paid, whatever. I don't know what they pay them, $30, an hour to take user testing on websites, right? And give your, well, yeah, just I wouldn't say give your opinion, because they're not really supposed to do that. They're supposed to just do the tasks unless you specifically ask for their opinion, which we do. So I guess they are supposed to give their opinion. But anyway, you will get dishonest people that maybe they don't do keto, they're not on a ketogenic diet, or they actually don't do yoga, but then they read, you must do yoga to take this test, you must do keto. It's very obvious right away when they take the test if they're BSing you or not, though. And for the most part, I have very good things to say about this, and most people have been very honest. I'm just thinking if you had some very obscure niche, and in your community, you had a Facebook group of, keto people, and you could reach out and say, hey, you all get a free bag of my keto chocolate bars if you offer to do this test or whatever, and you could do that. So the scenario, they give you an example here. I'm always just, you could just say you are doing some shopping, or in this case, you are interested in researching and buying a new skincare product. Their example, I guess. What is their example? You're going on a 3-day hiking camping trip later this month. You need to buy some gear, and you found this website while researching options online. Yeah. I can say, you were on Facebook and you saw this ad for a skincare product, and now you're here on the website. That could be my scenario. Impression test, we already asked them for an impression test, but when we say, what is this website about as far as you can tell? So I don't need to start with that. The impression test is like they land on the site, they browse it for a second, I guess for 15 seconds, and they say three words that they remember or whatever. I don't even bother with that. Our first question is good enough there. So I don't start with the impression test. This is basically the impression test. Now I'm just going to paste the questions in here. Task usability and completion. I just usually turn those on. They basically just rate on a scale of 1 to 7 how difficult it was to complete the task, and then were they able to complete it? They're going to be able to complete it, so I'm not even going to do this. It's just like, could you complete this task? Yes or no? Well, if you can't complete, browse this page for a moment. What is this website about as far as you can tell? They're going to be able to complete everything. So I don't task completion, but I don't even really need to track usability, because like, what are they going to do? Rate this as difficult? Like, well, whatever. I'm going to leave it on there actually, because there's some cases where that might be relevant. So basically, I'm just copying and pasting my questions in here. I'm just that didn't copy. Oh no, it did copy. Add task, add task, add task, add task. I'm just going to pause the video while I paste these in here. You don't need to watch me do this. Okay, so I have pasted all 12 questions into here. As I'm saying that out loud, 12 is kind of a lot. I usually run more like 6 to 8 questions, but they're kind of quick answers, and there's definitely no problem. I wouldn't go past 12 though. Yeah, I would keep maybe like as an absolute maximum like 15. So yeah, we have all of our questions in here. We're tasking usability. So the reason I decided to leave this on is like, what specific skin problems do you think this could help with? They may task this as like really difficult. Like, well, I was browsing the page and I couldn't really find like any mention of like what specific skin problems that this could help with. And they may task that as like a hard task. So anyway, I left that on there. Continue. Do, 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 do. Just gonna pause this while the, oh, okay, I'm not gonna pause it. Post-test survey. I thought there was a. This used to be optional. Are they making? I'm kind of confused. I guess if I delete all the questions, I don't really need this. What was the worst thing about your experience? What other aspects of the experience could be improved? What did you like about the website? What other comments? I've basically asked for all this, and I'm wondering if I just delete all these questions, if it won't even go into the post-test survey. I thought there used to be a box that would check, like, do you want to do the post-test survey? But let's look at it this way, right? It can't hurt, right? Let's just leave it on, and I don't really see any need to ask these questions because, I mean, our very last question is asking, you know, what was confusing, frustrating, doubtful? What caused problems? Any last minute thoughts or suggestions? We're basically asking this stuff. So, don't worry about this. I know we never did. Yeah, NPS, UX crowd. Yeah, don't worry about any of that. I never check any of these boxes. Continue, and then it's gonna just basically ask me to pay for it. Yep, I'm just reviewing the tasks. It's for one tester. This is the site. We are doing some post-test survey questions. Yeah, you must be interested in skincare products. We're doing, you know, females over 35 who are a little bit higher earners. They have a high availability. Okay. At the next page, you do just pay for it and then run it. We already have a lot of credits lined in. I'll just show you that, I guess. Go to checkout. Why not? We already have a lot of like tokens, I guess they're called. Yeah, we have 513 credits. So we need one credit. Okay, Unipro, only $25. Wow, okay. I think their prices went down recently. I thought it was more expensive. But cool. Or that's, you know what, that's probably because we're buying so many. Yeah, I think we get a discount actually. I think that's like our price because we buy so many credits at once. Maybe that's why. I think it actually could be more expensive. If you're just doing this as a one-off. Now I just click go to my test, or no, view this test, sorry. Oh, yeah, click view this test. And yeah, so you have one user tester requested. We will notify you by email when the results come in. So we're just gonna come back in the next module and actually start analyzing some of these user testing recordings.